let's get back to some practical things. So you look at your show, you decide, what is it? Because my opinion, most people can't really describe their show, and especially a show like mine, which is just Roadies on Radio's what I want to talk about when I want to talk about it, and that's tough. But if you give me a second or two, I'll probably break it down to, like I mentioned before, comedy, relationships, religion, culture. And so within there, that's when I can find new pockets of people that I could target and share from there. So I gotta go find them. There's my trash truck. So there's a couple of ways to find groups that may have some interest in your show based on your subjects. So to save you a lot of time, I'm gonna bypass Googling your subjects. And as you know, there's probably a whole bunch of things that will come up that you don't care about. So what I suggest is try to set out your subjects, but don't make them so broad that, for instance, if you find yourself talking about marriage communication, then you say communication in marriage, or finances, or raising a family, that kind of a thing. So with that in mind, you can go on to Google Alerts and set up some Google Alerts with your subject in quotes. And some of the Google Alerts I set up will happen every time that it occurs. I get an email when Google finds a web page or forum post. It returns an email to me and I see it. I set up the when it happens for when a link shows up to my site or my name comes up, so I can see it the minute it happens. So that's a perfect way to do that, because then I have a Gmail account, obviously, and I scan down through the list, and then I can find places where forum posts to talk about family topics or whatever topics that I have put in as a Google alert. So then I can become a forum poster, let's say, for example, in message boards that deal with my subject. And that's another thing, is some of the forums that you kind of maybe come upon or find, they may deal with, I don't know, a town or something that you would never consider looking into further. But with these Google Alerts, it can give you return information that deep within a message board that you may never have stopped at before. So Google Alerts is a very good way to find places where you might, your information and your shows and your thoughts may be welcome, but they've never heard of you. And that's the thought of this, is I'm not trying to be too self-assured or whatever, but my thought is that if you take the time to put out a show. I think that if more people heard it, you have a better chance that more people will like it. It's just that more people haven't heard it. That's the purpose behind what we're doing. And so then you begin to post informative posts and thoughtful responses that add value to the conversation and add your expertise on a certain subject. And then if it pertains specifically to that topic, then you can mention your show. But I highly warn you to not go to these websites and just kind of, they call it spamming, where you just say, hey everyone, here's my show, blah blah blah, and you never go back. Now, I just heard a bunch of people that are listening go, but Jeff, I don't have time. I want to challenge you to understand that when you start doing a podcast, that is Latin for I'm going to have almost no free time, because that really is what that means. Even the people that do short shows, doing a podcast takes a lot of time. So just continue to listen to me, because I've got other ideas that will save you some time. Okay, so Google Alerts will save you time. Then you set up your accounts on these message boards that you choose to post on. Then, to save you more time, once that happens, you, first of all, I'm going to assume you use Firefox. Firefox is great. Within Firefox, there's an add-on called Deja Click. DejaClick. Deja Click. Now, unless you're a worrisome head of a a podcast contest, keep listening. Okay. The thought behind Deja Click is a way to set up what they call a macro. And a macro is a recording of steps, clicking, filling in fields, basically anything that you do during, when you click on record, when you click on stop, it records your motions, your clicks, not your motions, but your steps when you are within the internet, okay? It is used primarily to test websites. It's a very, it's a fantastic tool, but the way I use it, and you may have a different way of putting in usernames and passwords to message boards, but I use everyone's all the time. And you know, you may go to Google Docs and say, well, I just look there, or I just know, but I'm a member of a lot of message boards and I don't have time to refer to a document. But what I can do is set up Deja Click scripts for each of these message boards so that I can go to the Deja Click area, choose a script for that message board, run it, and it will go through the steps to get me into the message board. So all I have to do is find the thread or threads that maybe I'm having a conversation or adding something to a conversation there. And that's how I can quickly keep on top of things Google Alerts and Firefox and DejaClick will save you a lot of time and give you access to a lot of eyes and a lot of people that you probably would never have found just on your own. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening to me ramble, but I want to continue this discussion and give you some more tips and help you broaden your reach of your show and not spend $6,000 or $10,000, whatever. So, this is Jeff Roney. We will talk soon. See you. Bye.